Kate with you a couple minutes after 5 on your Wednesday afternoon with my first Pride at 5 interview. KZE is delighted to be supporting Beck Hook Pride this year, and Colin Stark from Stark Blooms has kindly agreed to be my first victim. Colin, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, thank you. So glad to be here.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Stark Blooms and how you got started in this business.
Sure. So we are a specialty flower farm. We opened in 2017. Moved up from the city and started kind of like with a blank space. And we built out a farm and kind of took over everything what we were doing. And as we kind of moved forward and everything, we started like trying new flowers and trying new different things. And it's become a really awesome operation. It's a job that I really love.
Yeah. But did you grow up knowing about farming and flowers and florals, or was this all kind of something that you had to learn as you went?
I had a greenhouse starting when I was 7 years old. My dad, we were out, grew up in Texas, and we like grew up out in the country and with dogs, and I had goats and chickens and all of that. And flowers was just totally natural to me. And I kind of, talked about that with my dad, and he was like, hey, well, let's build this little greenhouse. And so, this shabby thing, it wasn't anything crazy, but it was a start of something that was just so awesome.
Yeah. Lifelong passion.
Yeah. Totally. And so, it was a lot of fun. I did that as a kid. Obviously you get to be more of a teenager and you get into teenagery things and college, and then I moved to the city and, living in New York City, I had like a rooftop garden.
I was going to ask.
Yeah. So it was kind of, even being in the city, it was kind of cool to have just this urban experience, but like in a rooftop with, lots of plants and flowers and all of that.
Place you could go to escape from the concrete color.
Totally. And moving to Red Hook was really, it was kind of like, to use a word of like a, I felt like a personal renaissance for me, reconnecting kind of with my childhood and kind of finding something where it was something that I was really passionate and inspired by. And sharing our flowers with our community is one of just my greatest joys, honestly.
So this, you were telling me, is very much not your first year involved in Beck Hook Pride. You've been providing flowers, and tell me a little bit about what you do at Beck Hook Pride.
Sure. So, obviously each year they have grown and they've become such an awesome organization. And so the very first year they're like, hey, would you like to do something with us? And I was like, yes, 100%. How cool is this? And, so we provided flowers and, we did a small installation. And the next year it was, we did this big, it was like this rainbow cascade of flowers and all of that. But this year, just getting even bigger. So we have a flower truck, which we call the Honeybee.
Cute.
And so we're bringing it out. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So after the parade, we've got our truck out there and we're packing it full of flowers. I think a lot of people have been annoyed by like the kind of cool and rainy season, but for us it's like it's been an excellent season for us to grow excellent flowers.
Now, so, the rain I can understand, but the cooler weather doesn't mess with the growing.
It's going to interrupt us probably in like later July when things we need to be growing then, but it's like extended for now, like really excellent spring flowers. So it's kind of like a give or take, and all of that. But so we'll have our flower truck there, and we're going to do a workshop, and that workshop will be people can come and express themselves and whatever they want to with flowers. So if we're going to show people how to make a flower crown or make like a cool little boutonniere or a pocket square, really, it's kind of like we want to talk with people. Hey, how do you want to express yourself? Come as you are, express yourself as you are. We'll have a lot of like cool colorful flowers and play with us and enjoy flowers, get flowers in your hand. And that's kind of the fun part of just being like this natural product and make it a part of your style. And so we're excited to come and share that with the community.
Yeah. I mean, that's so much fun. Like, Pride is really all about joy and, bringing people together.
Yes.
and expression. And I feel like this is such an amazing expression of joy to have these flowers available to just come and like decorate yourself in whatever way, feels right to you.
Yeah, totally. And it's free. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like, it's something where it's like, hey, just show up. You don't need any kind of skill or anything. Show up and we'll have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. What have been some of your favorite kind of moments from past Beck Hook Prides? Do you have any really good memories?
Well, I got to say, I'm a little biased. My partner last year played there, and he did a show, Edmund Bagnell, and he did his show, and it was super fun because it was just like the community there coming out, and everybody's just like in it, this joyful mood. And so it was fun to hear his music and everything and have him be a part of that experience. But, you know, it's literally my main thing has just been walking around Pride, and just everybody is kind of like on the same wavelength, just being like, hey, cool, hi, how are you? I don't know you, can we meet or whatever? And so the air of the whole experience is just joyful.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing for a community to come together and meet and talk. And maybe you're not behind a computer screen or something, or have a phone stuck in your face. So it's awesome to come and meet people and honestly, for visibility, it's a great thing.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, we all know that visibility for the queer community is really, really important right now, more than ever. And, you know, Pride is such a great way to do that and to kind of show anybody who maybe isn't super familiar with the community that what it's all about is truly joy and love and connection and, you know, happiness and just living your life. And I feel like everybody should be able to get on board with that. And I hope that, you know, folks will come and see Pride for themselves and see that that is what it is.
Yeah, totally. And it's all just like love and openness at the heart of it, and people being there and helping each other and all of that. So that's, it's like when we first were ever asked to be a part of this, it was just like 100%. Yeah. You know, the message is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Beck Hook Pride this year, the big weekend is next weekend. I know Saturday the 21st and the 22nd Sunday, right? Are when the big things are happening. I know the parade's on the 22nd and then a lot of live music. Which days are you going to be there for
the Sunday?
For the Sunday, okay.
I think
that's the big day.
And then the all day long.
Yeah, there's all kinds of events happening all weekend. You can check out Beck Hook Pride's website for a full list of events, but Sunday is definitely the big day, and that's here in Red Hook. And where exactly it is?
It's the municipal parking lot. If you know, like, it's kind of like behind Golden Walk and next to, I guess is that Town Hall?
Yeah.
In between that.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah. Where all the cop cars usually are.
Yeah, totally. It's that. And it's like they take over that spot. So it's a really nice, it's like really, you know, it's in the heart of town, but it's like a really nice dedicated space. There's music and it's fun and people, you know, you can get a lemonade and you hang out. So
yeah,
it's a great space and it's warm, it's summery. So it's a nice time to come out.
Yeah. We're chatting with Colin Stark from Stark Blooms about Beck Hook Pride, which is a really great name. I love that. Red Hook and Rhinebeck have combined for this effort too.
Yeah, totally. It's like, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I think there's certain things where you could, I don't know, water down your efforts and maybe everybody. But so it's nice to see Rhinebeck and Red Hook come together and really put our efforts together as a whole community. And, you know, it works out.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And it's going to be a day of community and music and fun and also flowers.
Yeah.
Colin, thank you so much for being my first Pride at 5 interview.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah. And where can we find out more about Stark Blooms?
Sure. You can go to starkblooms.com, S-T-A-R-K, blooms.com. And we deliver flowers all over the area. We come to the farm by appointment. We grow all of our own flowers. We have greenhouses and everything, and it's a beautiful place. So definitely there. Also, we're very active on Instagram, so Stark Blooms on Instagram. We show a lot of just flower fun content, and we've got a new podcast coming out.
Oh,
there's
wow.
All sorts of fun things. We've got a workshop series actually happening right next door to here at the Elmendorf. Not this Thursday, but the next. So there'll be some more information to come out for that. So
Very cool.
A lot of fun things coming out.
Yeah, I'll be following the Instagram.
Cool.
KZE for Stark Blooms. We got Mr. Wives today with Super Bloom on KZE.